There's an old Art Deco movie house in New York City that's now a showcase for modern dance. It's there at the Joyce Theater that a new season begins tonight with an important rising star. NPR's Netta Ulaby brings us this profile of choreographer Camille A. Brown.
The women of Camille A. Brown and dancers are rehearsing in a drab studio off Broadway. Six African-American women leap and run across scuffed wooden floors in complicated patterns. One is Brown, the company's 35-year-old founder. She's leaning against the mirror in red athletic shorts. Brown spends more than 2 hours running through the same single minute of the show over and over until the dancers nail it. Dancer Maura Amina Parker has been with the company for 6 years. She remembers when Brown was known as a dancer whose explosive solos were the talk of the modern dance world.
Even if you had never seen her, you had heard so much about her. You got a ticket and went to the theater to see who this person was that you heard so much about.
And who possessed a mighty stage presence.
I thought she was bigger than I am, and I'm 5'9". She's 5'1", because of how expansive and how commanding she is.
Okay, so I've seen this.
A certain kind of short person tends to be called a dynamo. That would be Camille Brown. Right now, she's picking out costumes for her dancers. Brown started her own company when she was 25, enlisting a few friends.
Rehearsing at the park, rehearsing in my living room.
Now Brown wins prestigious awards. Hers is one of the very few nationally known modern dance companies founded and run by a Black woman. Its new show reflects an aspect of Black female experience Brown does not see enough of in the media.
Childhood, Black girls playing, Black girl joy. What does that look like?
The show is called Black Girl Linguistic Play. It explores other questions Brown rarely sees on stage.
How do Black girls communicate? In rhythm, in gesture, in a look, in a stance. There's a play in us getting an attitude with each other. There's a play in our resolve.
In a series of duets performed to this music, Brown's dancers play teenagers, older ladies, and two little girls, whose dance is drawn partly from the rhythms of double Dutch jump rope. Dance critic Eva Yassin-Trois says Brown layers in a kaleidoscope of movements that include and go beyond ballet and modern dance.
I mean, I see sort of the footwork of basketball. I see the street play, the tap dance. I see the double Dutch stuff. It tells a story about how girls pass on skills to girls. You don't learn double Dutch from your teachers or your parents. You learn it from your girlfriends. And it's about that kind of sharing and that trust and that passing along of information and wisdom and excellence.
This is a slide.
But even someone as talented as Camille Brown struggled to excel when she left home in Queens for University of North Carolina School of the Arts to study dance.
For the first 2 years, I basically sat in the audience because I wasn't asked to audition for things.
Brown was told she had the wrong body for dance. Her alignment was wrong. She was too short. Some teachers did not even bother to correct her.
So I gave myself an assignment. I said, well, I'm just going to take everyone else's notes. If they're not going to give me a note, I'll just correct myself.
That experience, she believes, made her a better choreographer, when mindful of all of the bodies in a room. Now her work's in demand by Broadway directors and the likes of the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. One Dance Ailey commissioned is about people riding the subway. They shake and bob and are occasionally flung into one straight-laced gentleman.
All he wants to do is read his newspaper. And of course, everything is bustling around him and, you know, like wacko characters are knocking into him.
Critic Eva Yassin-Trois says Brown's early success is due to her versatility. She can be fun, but also use dance to speak to racial assumptions. Her new piece about Black girls playing has been workshopped around the country. In one post-show discussion, Brown says someone brought up a moment when she plays a little girl.
And I have chalk in my hands and I'm drawing. Very reminiscent of a child. So one woman said she thought I was in prison. I was just so confused as to why she thought I would be in prison when I was holding chalk in my hand.
Camille Brown says understanding and reinterpreting each other can start with the simplest of gestures.
Some people connect a hand snap or a hand on their hip, and it's one very specific meaning. But I know a snap can mean five different things. A snap can mean, come here. A snap can mean, don't play with me. That's right. I hear you. Get over here. A snap can mean, I'm fly.
Camille Brown is taking this vocabulary lesson not just to leading stages, but to schools and to prisons where she teaches classes. She wants ordinary people to know that their movements matter, that everyone's dance counts. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.